Brian joins us from Croatia, where he's on vacation. Brian, welcome to the Calgary Flames. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Doing great. Kind of went to bed a St. Louis Blue and woke up the next morning and, with the Calgary Flames. So it was a kind of a whirlwind night, but really excited about it and really excited to join my new team and get up there to Calgary.
So how did it all kind of come about for you? Take us through how the whole thing transpired over the last few days.
Well, we kind of were in contact with the Blues just to basically see where they were at as far as kind of how the goaltending situation would sort out. And, I think we both came to the decision that, maybe it's best to move on. We had a good run with St. Louis. I was really happy with my time there and had some of my best years of my career there. And I think just with contracts and just things coming to an end, that it was kind of best to move on. And Calgary was an open position for me, and I was really excited that that I'm getting the opportunity from Brad and the new coaching staff that we have there. So, it's kind of just kind of all slotted in, and I think it'll be a good situation for both parties.
Brian, we were talking to Corey Hirsch yesterday, former goaltender coach of yours. He said that, man, like you were motivated when you heard the news that maybe Calgary was into you. You got the opportunity now to come as kind of a bona fide number one here. How much of a motivation is that for you?
Yeah, it's huge. I think I've worked really hard over the past 5 years in St. Louis to kind of make my name, and I got a chance to kind of run with the ball through actually an unfortunate injury from Jake Allen. I was able to play a lot of games in a row and then take that into the playoffs and make a deep run. And I really just gained a lot of confidence and just the ability to know that I have it in me and that I can show it on the ice. And I think it's just a good time in my career to really take the ball and grab a good young team like Calgary is right now to hopefully, provide a little backbone and a good calming presence back there so that, they can go on the rush and do their thing like they do.
Brian Elliott's with us, new Calgary Flames goaltender joining us. And by the way, the Flames at number 54 overall select another goaltender. They've selected London Knights goaltender Tyler Parsons, Memorial Cup champion at 54 overall. The Flames on the board again at 56 overall as we continue from the draft floor in Buffalo. So Brian Elliott is with us on the line right now. Brian, you talked about joining a really young team, young core with the Calgary Flames. Tell me a little bit about what you know about the Flames and kind of the team that you're joining.
Yeah, we obviously had a chance to play against them a lot these past few years being in the Western Conference. And, with the couple young guys that they've added the last couple years, and Johnny Gaudreau and Monahan and I think Bennett, like there's a lot of young guys. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody right now. But, they have a lot of ability. And I think whenever we went into the Saddle Dome, we knew that we were going to get all they had. They put up a fight and really, they tried right down to the end, and no matter what the score was. And I think that says a lot for a young team that, they can come back when they're down. And that's a big thing. I think when you're a young team, it's easy to kind of get down and out, but they were never out of it. And, it's good for a goaltender to see that they're not going to give up on you and you keep fighting right down to the end. So, little things like that go a long way, and other teams when you're on the road or when they come to your building, you definitely notice that in their personality.
Any friends or former teammates or guys you're close with on the Flames?
I've had the opportunity to hang out with a few of the guys, kind of meeting up in different cities that our teams overlap in, but some former guys. Chris Russell has been there for a while. Obviously, he got traded at the deadline this year, but he said nothing but good things about the city. And I've just gotten a couple texts from some of the guys on the team already, and it's very welcoming. And I've loved the city of Calgary for a while now. It's I went on a horseback riding trip when I was 8 years old with my family through the mountains, and always wanted to come back and thought I would, and this is a heck of an opportunity to do so. So I've heard nothing but great things about all the guys in the city, so my family and I are really happy to get up there.
Just a few more with Brian Elliott of the Calgary Flames, acquired from the St. Louis Blues yesterday. Brian, take me through last year specifically with the Blues. You go all the way to the Western Conference Final. How do you look back on this past season with the Blues?
It's kind of a up and down to start of the year. Four wins straight, I think, and then didn't really get an opportunity for a while, and it was hard, but when I did grab the net near the end of the season, playing a stretch of 20 games in a row, and then a small injury, and came back, and then played another over 20 games in a row into the playoffs, and I look back at it as just a confidence that when you do get the net and have the ability to have the trust of the coaches and the management that you're going to be the guy, it feels good that you can show your stuff and just be calm out there and let the guys do the work out in front of you and try to make the stops that you should and some that you shouldn't, and usually you come out with a win, and we had a lot of wins down the stretch, and it was a really fun time, so I'm definitely looking forward to the opportunity to do it with Calgary, and I think with the group that they have in place, and I think they're making even more changes, that it'll be a good situation for sure.
Going to the Western Conference Final, and playing those games, how big was that for you? I know you've been in the league a long time, but just how big was that for you as you move forward here?
Yeah, it was huge. I think our first series against Chicago, it was kind of a Stanley Cup final kind of feeling, and every game, every minute had so much pressure to it, and trying to beat the defending champs. Going into their home building, it's a tough atmosphere, and then winning in Game 7 against those guys, it was such an emotional win, having the ability to kind of stick it out and stay calm through that situation, it's just good to have experience and have that in your back pocket, and going into Dallas against a team that won the Western Conference in the regular season, definitely a scoring team, and we were able to kind of keep them off the scoreboard for most of it, and managed to beat them in 7 as well. And I think just having those Game 7 experiences when your back's against the wall, it's awesome, and wouldn't give it up for the world. And some of those wins were the best in my career. So, and then the Western Conference Final is just a whole new ball game, and we managed to get a couple wins out of there, but. The Sharks were reeling on us, and kind of ran out of gas in the finals against the Penguins. But another good team that had experience. And guys have been with that team for 18 years, and it just shows how hard it is to make it that far, and then to actually win the Stanley Cup. So having that experience, knowing how hard it is, and what the grind is like, is nothing but great experience for me.
Final question for you, and I know you've kind of touched on it a couple of times, but just the ability now to join a young, up-and-coming, hungry team like the Flames, how exciting is that for you as a veteran?
Yeah, it's great. It's kind of a different situation, from what I've experienced in the past. And I was looking at some of the ages and some of the birth years of the guys, and I was counting how many guys that I'm still younger than. So I still got a couple guys on the team, but I've known and been around the league for a while, and hopefully got some respect around the league that I can be that guy to be counted on, and get the guys to play for me. I really love hanging out with the guys and getting their trust, and I think that's what goaltending's all about. And when you have the kind of trust that you'll be there for them and they'll be there for you, that's when you kind of form that team. And I'm really excited to start that process. And it's not an easy process, but it's something that I take pride in and that I put my everything into every day. So I'm really excited to get that going.
Brian, thanks so much for the time. I know you're on vacation in Croatia, so I really do appreciate it. We'll let you go. Welcome to the Calgary Flames. We'll see you out here in a few months. And thanks so much for taking some time out of your day.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm really excited.
Brian Elliott of the Calgary Flames joining us here on the program as he is now the newest member of the Calgary Flames.